This is a bittersweet occasion. We're here to celebrate a life, and we're here to mourn the passing of somebody that we knew and loved, and it is right and proper for us to feel a sense of separation and loss. I need to say at the beginning, I know I speak for Mother Morrison, it is an honor and a privilege to preside at this liturgy, to be here and to preach about someone that was an important part of the life of St. Luke's Church. Episcopalians have prided themselves over the many decades of being people that do not, at funeral liturgies, go over the top with regard to eulogizing the departed. And yet, occasions like this are for the purpose of placing in front of us the Christian hope, some understanding of what it is that we see in the lives of faithful people that give us and continue to give us strength for the journey, because Lucy already knows now by direct experience what the Christian hope is. She is in the arms of a God who loves, forgives, and accepts us unconditionally. And if there's nothing else that we remember this afternoon, that's the thing we need to remember. Throughout my ministry, I have had people say to me many, many times that they believe that funerals and requiem masses were for the living. And implicit in that was the idea that they're really not necessary because, you know, you bet they're for the living. They're here for us to learn some things about what I've just mentioned to you. How do we appropriate and make part of our own personal history three things that come to us always at liturgies like this? The church's story, our stories, and Lucy's story, and how those stories all intersect. And do we find in those stories blessing and encouragement and strength? Lucy Worthington has been a member of St. Luke's Church for over 20 years, and she to me is the embodiment of faithfulness. And when I use the term faithfulness, oftentimes I think we try to appropriate that term and think it means a kind of passive quality of acceptance and obedience. Faithfulness is responding to the invitation that the Savior makes to each of us to join Him in His work. And how do we find the ways and the means to do that? Lucy was an acolyte, a lector, a Eucharistic minister. She was a ready volunteer to do all kinds of things here. And she and I spent some time together on the board of directors for the Santa Maria Urban Ministry. And she is one of the people responsible for the beginning of what we now call at Santa Maria the Studio 17 Computer Club for Kids. Really making a difference in the world, putting into her hands what it means to be a transparency and reflection of God's grace and love. And it is a privilege to be able to say that to you. So that's only part of Lucy's story, and some of you who know her story from a long time ago will understand also a lot of things about personal heroism and rising to the occasion when necessary. So what about the church's story? In a few minutes, we're going to stand and recite together the Apostles' Creed. At Requiem liturgies, we use the Apostles' Creed, not the Nicene Creed, because that's the baptismal creed, the Apostles' Creed. And one of the things it says in the Apostles' Creed is that we believe in the communion of saints. So it affords me the opportunity to say to you that when we say that in the Creed, even every Sunday, we're not just talking about all the great saints, some of them capable of hair-raising acts of piety. We're talking about all of us and each of us and God's call to us to be a saint. So when we think about people like Lucy Worthington, we think about the species of sanctity that we understand to be part of someone who is faithful. So when you say you believe in the communion of saints, remember it's not just the saints we hear about and commemorate on the calendar, but faithful people who are part of God's plan for the redemption of the cosmos. There's another thing that's part of the church's story, which is holding out in front of each of us the Christian hope. And the Christian hope is embodied perhaps best in the liturgy when we hear, and you'll hear sung in a few minutes by Mother Morrison, the preface that begins the prayer of consecration at the Eucharist. For to your faithful people, O Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when our mortal body lies in death, there is prepared for us a dwelling place eternal in the heavens. That is the liturgical affirmation of the Christian hope. So what about our stories? How do we take them with us in a liturgy like that? Each of you have special memories of Lucy. Some of these memories are known only to you. And we connect that to another aspect of the Christian hope, which is that Christian people believe that Lucy remains a distinct pattern of mental, emotional, and spiritual life. That is at the heart of the Christian hope. The only way that you and I have of accessing that great and powerful truth is through our memory. We have no other way to do it. And so when we touch those special memories of Lucy, we realize that, you know, she's a distinct pattern of mental, spiritual, and emotional life still, and feeds me in such a way as to continue to provide strength for the journey, being able to rise to the occasion and to join Christ in His work. So as we continue, give thanks for the life of Lucy Young Worthington. Ask God to help you access those special memories, some that are known only to you, and hold them close to your heart and up to God as we continue. Amen. Amen.